what things do aspiring throat singers look out for? You know, are there certain things that throat singers must do? Are there certain things that they stay away from? Are there certain foods that they don't eat? Mm. Like, you know, certain things, cigarettes, perhaps?
Well, the joke is that you want to eat a lot of blood sausage, Easy Khan. Oh. You know, other than that, I mean, Ian continued with pointing out that, you know, the Tuvans are pretty simple people. It's not like opera. You know, they don't have a whole big set of rules for what you can and can't do. There's no set code like that of, you know, you have to and, you know, you can't do that. Dorju pointed out that, you know, if you had to, you could wake somebody up in the morning and say, throat sing, and they would, you know, start throat singing. I mean, a lot of throat singers smoke cigarettes.
And it doesn't decrease the quality of their voices, their sounds?
Not in the short run. I would say probably about 80% of the performing throat singers now smoke, including some guys who've been on tour for a very long time and you know, working professionally for a long time. I can't imagine that it's good. I wouldn't recommend it, you know. And there's one guy who's a really good singer, and he doesn't smoke. And I remember hearing somebody once make the incredulous comment, you know, I wonder if that's why he's so good, because he doesn't smoke. But no, it's nothing, there's no code.
And old age does not affect the throat or the singing?
Yeah, it's fine. You know, they said, you know, there's a lot of old people that sing, especially when they get into a sentimental mood at a wedding or something like that. And my first real teacher over there was a 77-year-old man, and he sang beautifully.
Oh, okay.
And he also smoked, you know.